what is it that we as individuals can do about climate change? This is something we talk about at a government level all the time, and it's usually in the context of governments not doing enough. But there are actually a bunch of things that, as individuals, humans can do to deal with this. So I put that question to Trevor Beryl. He's a sustainable energy systems consultant with a not-for-profit group, Alternative Technology Association Queensland.
Two sides to it. One is the behavioural side and one is the technology side. So clearly they need to be adopting the best technologies that we have that displace fossil fuels, and that's going to be mostly putting solar on their own home or investing in renewable energy in the marketplace so that we're using it in large wind farms and solar farms. So that's immediately displacing the need for more fossil fuels. And the other equally important side of the equation is the energy efficiency side, where you basically look at all of your energy use in the home or business and you adopt the best technology that's on the market to provide the same service. And we can look at all the technology in the home and find generally a better product on the market that cuts your energy demand. So if you're cutting your energy demand, you're immediately cutting your greenhouse gas emissions. And by then replacing electricity bought from the grid, which is 80% of it, coal and gas, then you can replace that with renewable energy either on your home or by purchasing renewable energy off the market.
So these are consumption choices that people might make regardless of whether they're worried about climate change or not, just because it's going to save them money.
Exactly, yeah.
But these aren't necessarily changes to lifestyle. Are there things we actually need to change about the way we go about our day-to-day life that maybe aren't so easy?
Yep, and that's dead right. So really thinking about, for example, where does our food come from? There's a concept called food miles or food kilometres. It's related to the amount of energy that it takes to produce the food and transport it to market. So, for example, we do crazy things like grow avocados in northern New South Wales, ship them all the way down to the Melbourne markets and then redistribute them through Coles and Woolworths back to the rest of Australia, back to Queensland. That is a very energy-intensive process there because of the transport. So thinking about trying to buy produce that is locally produced that reduces those food miles, that's a good example. And food typically for two people is about $10,000 a year. So you can reduce the costs in that by growing some of your own, but there's lots of opportunity there, and programs like Gardening Australia give you some good examples of how to go about that. Thinking about your transport is another really, really key one, because transport is a significant amount of energy consumption, and it's about, I think, currently about 15% of greenhouse gas emissions, which about 8% of the total greenhouse gas emissions comes from cars. So we generally have some options now. There's a whole range of electric vehicles coming onto the market, not just cars, but electric assist bicycles, tricycles, and so forth. And all of these give you an opportunity to, firstly, charge them off solar energy. If you've got solar panels on your home, you can charge them during the day, or you can purchase renewable energy at night to charge them even at night. And those particular electric vehicles are highly efficient using energy and therefore reduce the need for fossil fuels. But also just thinking about walking and cycling and doing those sorts of activities, both for your health, but making it part of your lifestyle of getting potentially to and from work. Just remember that virtually every product that you buy has greenhouse gas emissions embedded in it, unless it's totally produced from renewable energy, which some products are now.
Yeah, but more broadly, it's perhaps more that we just need to get less stuff. If carbon's being emitted through the process of making the products in the first place, then presumably it'd be about trying to buy fewer products.
And also moving to what is called a closed-loop circle from manufacture to recycling of the product. The products need to be built to last longer, and that's part of the other part of the equation, reducing total consumption and making products last longer and be repairable and fully recyclable.